Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Authorized and paid for by Yes on 792 Inc.
Did you know that Oklahomans have a chance to help our local wine and craft brewing industry, all while making shopping more convenient? Oklahoma State Question 792 would allow local wineries to ship out of state. Grocery and convenience stores would be able to sell wine and refrigerated beer. And liquor stores could offer refrigerated wine and beer along with non-alcohol items like ice, mixers, or corkscrews.
Please come again.
Not only will this create more jobs, but it will also help keep revenue right here at home. Oklahomans won't have to go out of state to enjoy the convenience of one-stop shopping. And our local wineries and craft breweries can flourish, making life a little more convenient, helping local businesses thrive, and helping Oklahoma's economy grow. That's a win-win-win for Oklahoma. Let's boost Oklahoma's economy. Vote yes on 792. We're last on the ballot, so keep voting until you see 792.
Cattle markets were quite strong today. We were up 257 in the October feeder cattle. They will expire next week at this time, next Thursday on the 27th. But they're 121.60, up 257 in October. November's were up even stronger, up 392 here at 118.75. They were over $4 briefly. I don't believe they ever hit limit up. And then on the live cattle, we were limit up on the October and December live cattle. October's at 99.02, up $3. December's up 3 at 100.12. Boxed beef was under quite a bit of pressure here, as yesterday they were down $2.86 on the choice at 178.44. And then the select was 169.59. And if we look at the midday, boxed beef today, we were down about 16 on choice, $1.38 on the select. There was some steady with last week cash sales in the north at 154. Bids in the south, 198. Of course, we had some 98, 99 yesterday. And today we have rocked ourselves along here to trade midweek and higher. So a good outlook here. If you look at the charts, we're still at a significant discount to the moving averages and making highs over the last today for over the last 6 days. So overall, there is some positive momentum going into the end of the week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were weak across the board. We were down 6 to 7 cents on corn, 351 in the December corn. A disappointing trade there. Beans started the day higher, but we finished down about a nickel on the Novembers. And then the wheats continue their weakness here, down 3 in Kansas City and 4.5 in the Chicago wheat. Exports this morning were good for really across the board. They were firm. Wheat was 513,000 metric tons. Neutral corn 1.02, which was a little high. And then the soybeans continue their strength at 2.008 million metric tons, so really strong wheat, soybean exports. And then there were a few extra announcements this morning for beans and wheat. 192,000 of beans to unknown destination and 114,000 metric tons of wheat. So exports continue to be really, really strong. Tomorrow afternoon we'll have the cattle on feed report. It's at 2 o'clock after the close tomorrow afternoon. Estimates are 101% of the previous week on feed. Placements 104% on feed percentage of last year, and then marketed 106%. Now, last month the numbers were really big differences, but the main reason why was last September they were a record low on the marketed numbers. So comparing to last year, things are quite a bit different. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.